Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and happy Monday. Welcome to UpToDate from WBIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you caught up on all the news you should know about. Today, Luzerne County has a new sheriff, and she's already made history. And find out how teachers can prevent the dreaded summer slide in the latest news voices. It's Monday, August 3rd. Let's get you up to date. We'll start in Luzerne County. Luzerne County's new sheriff began her duties last week, and she's already made history. WBIA's Sarah Hofius-Hall has more.
Genesis Arias had to charge her phone three times on the day Luzerne County announced her appointment as sheriff last week. Her notifications were full of congratulatory calls and messages. She is the first woman in the county to hold that position, and the first Hispanic woman to become a sheriff statewide. But she felt proudest when she got home.
I have a little daughter and she looks up to me. Yesterday I got home and she's like, "Mom, can't believe like you're the first female." She's like, "I'm so excited for you."
Arias was born in New York City to Dominican parents. Her family moved to Hazleton in 2005, and she graduated from Hazleton Area High School 5 years later. She knew she wanted a career in law enforcement. During two deployments to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, she guarded detainees. And then she became full-time in the sheriff's department in 2019.
I've been here ever since, and I love it.
The 33-year-old veteran now oversees the department's 50 employees. Luzerne County Manager Romilda Crocamo called Arias the right choice for the position.
She is so qualified. I'm proud of all the work that she's done, and I look forward to working with her.
They both say recruitment and retention will be high priorities. Sitting in the county council meeting room last week, Arias thought about what she would tell her younger self, or those who could consider her a role model.
The doors are open. You just have to be willing to take that step.
Reporting from Wilkes-Barre, I'm Sarah Hofius-Hall, WVIA News.
Thanks, Sarah. Find more on the new sheriff at WVIA.org. In Lycoming County now, a Williamsport area high school art teacher is facing criminal charges after female students told a detective he said and did things to them that made them feel uncomfortable. WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk reports.
Joshua Larson loved handing out coral to his female high school art students. A Lycoming County detective says the gestures weren't innocent. In an arrest affidavit filed this week, the detective reports the Williamsport area high school art teacher gave four female students pieces of coral after returning from vacation. The detective says that was part of a pattern of behavior that included trying to get them to visit his apartment. Larson told one student he loved her and moved her desk closer to him to help her concentrate because she was more advanced than other students. He told her, "In all honesty, you're the only reason I'm still alive right now." Larson would rub students' shoulders, including along one girl's bra strap. He bought the girl snacks and candy, talked about his impending divorce, accused a girl of teasing him when she wouldn't show him a picture of herself in her phone. None of the girls reported actual sexual relations, but one girl said all the attention created a weird situation. Detective Loretta Badger charged Larson with institutional sexual assault, endangering the welfare of children, and related crimes. He was denied bail, so he's in jail with a preliminary hearing scheduled for next week. The school district suspended Larson without pay in March on the day the allegations came to light. I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuy from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. All right, let's get to news voices. This week, I chat with WBIA education reporter Sarah Hofius-Hall about how to prevent the summer slide. Hello and welcome to News Voices, your weekly look behind the scenes at WBIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining us. It's summer vacation for students all over the region, but some teachers are trying to make sure kids keep learning. WBIA's Sarah Hofius-Hall is here to talk about one way teachers in Bradford County are fighting the summer slide. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Thank you so much for being here. So tell us all about Teachers in the Park.
So Teachers in the Park started in a school district in Berks County about 20 years ago, and the Wyalusing Area Education Foundation, one of the members of that group, knew about it and wanted to bring it to Wyalusing. And so this is the first year for it. And more than 50 students have been meeting their teachers in two different parks in Wyalusing twice a week for the last about 6 weeks or so.
That's awesome. And so you got to go to experience this. Now, how big of an issue is this summer slide that we hear about?
It's something that happens, you know, every year. Mm-hmm. When students return in the fall, they may have forgot some of those skills that they learned the previous year. So teachers have to spend time, you know, going over them. Parents, you know, can prevent that by just, you know, encouraging their kids to read or just do different academic activities throughout the summer.
So how does Teachers in the Park kind of prevent that summer slide or maybe combat it a little bit?
Yeah, what they're trying to do is just keep kids engaged. When I was there, it was a beautiful day, and the kids were all over the park. They were meeting with teachers. They were doing lessons. They were even doing an outdoor scavenger hunt. But I was at one little picnic pavilion where a group of girls, they were going over nouns. They were going to have a snack and then start a math lesson. And one really nice thing, there was no technology. Mm. No phones, no iPads, just kids in nature playing and learning.
Yeah, so you would think that being out in nature would lend itself best to science lessons, but it sounds like they're doing all kinds of disciplines, right?
Yeah, a little bit of everything. And it's actually, so the foundation funds it. The foundation gets educational improvement tax credit money, and then they're able to fund and help support programs within the school district.
Amazing. So more than 50 students were taking part in the Bradford County Teachers in the Park. Mm-hmm. What was their experience like from what you saw? How were they enjoying it?
The teachers were loving it because they got to, you know, spend time with, you know, some of the teachers were actually with students they had the previous year, and they were just able to, you know, come up with unique lessons, incorporate nature, and really do what they love, which is teach.
Mm-hmm. And how about the students? What were they doing and having fun with?
They loved it. They were even in the creek, you know, looking for fossils, or, you know, just reading, going over, like I said, the nouns, getting stickers. You know, they just really loved being able to be with their friends and their teachers and learning, and, you know, even seeing their teachers outside of a school setting. Mm-hmm. It's always exciting for kids. So they loved it.
Now, what are some other ways that you've seen school districts or teachers tackle this summer slide?
A lot of them offer some kind of learning program throughout the summer, but this one was really unique, and it could be something adopted by other school districts.
Mm-hmm. Now, your kids are out of school for the summer. What are you doing to keep them in learning?
We're trying to encourage them, you know, to read as much as possible. You know, we actually bought them a couple workbooks just to, like, keep those math skills fresh. And one of the things I was reading was even going to a museum, mm-hmm. you know, going on any kind of, you know, even a hike through the woods. Any kind of experience like that can be a learning experience.
All right. Well, Sarah, thank you so much. And thank you for proving that education reporting also doesn't stop in the summer. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Now, one last thing for the day. Time for a look at This Week in History with WBIA's Julie Sidoni.
This Week in History, a brief look at some of the biggest happenings here at home and around the world, August 3rd through the 9th. Scranton in 1877. A riot breaks out this week when armed citizens fire on protesters during a coal miner and laborer's strike. Many people are injured, the mayor included.
This week in 1944, Nazi soldiers find 15-year-old Jewish girl Anne Frank hiding in Amsterdam. She and her family don't make it out of the death camps, but her diary survives and is eventually published. In 1957, this is the week Dick Clark's American Bandstand debuts nationwide. 1962, screen siren Marilyn Monroe is found dead in her home in Los Angeles. And in 2012, South Africa's Oscar Pistorius becomes the first amputee to compete in the Olympic Games when he runs in the men's 400-meter race. That's This Week in History. I'm Julie Sidoni, WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories, as always, at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy your Monday, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.